Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Very pleased to have with us here, as he is every month, Constable Aaron Tompkins from the Smiths Falls Police Department. Constable, it's always a pleasure to have you here, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me again, and always a pleasure.
Well, you know what? The weather is getting better. Restrictions are being eased a little bit, and you folks are putting the pedal to the metal, so to speak. It's been another busy month for you folks, and another one coming up. We'll take a look at all that. But really, let's talk about some of the things that happened. We had you featured here once a week over the course of March for Fraud Prevention and Awareness Month. That was a nationwide event. And you were out in the community. You were, whether it be virtually or in person, of course, spreading the word to make sure that people are protected.
Exactly. So that's all part of that information sharing. And us doing presentations, the way we look at it is if one person gets a takeaway from that presentation and isn't a victim of fraud or scams, then you know what, we've done our job. So well-recepted, we partnered up with Victim Services of Lanark County, and we're able to deliver some in-person and some virtual presentations to the community and community groups, and a lot of good takeaways. And you know what, at the end of it, if we just make a small difference or a small dent in the scam world, because the numbers did unfortunately spike from 2020 to 2021, and I think it was over $375 million in Canada last year. So again, I think that was up 14 to 20%, so a lot. So the scammers have gotten craftier, as we know, and we try to stay ahead, as do our media partners, sharing that information of the newer scams. And just be cautious out there. If something sounds too good to be true, then it definitely is. Or if you don't know the sender, or something seems askew with it, it's definitely something to be cautious about.
And it's interesting because we talk about these things all the time. There's you know, always an alert that comes out or something of a new scam that is out there. And it's not the fact that you're letting people know that there are scams out there. You're letting people know the evolution of these scams. And we've seen it, how quickly it can happen. You used the example last time we spoke of the text messages for the Ontario's, the refund that we were all getting for our license plate stickers. And before, like maybe within 2 or 3 days of that being announced, people were getting fraudulent text messages saying, click here to begin the process. And those people ended up, who did do it, ended up giving away banking information. It's so quick. And that's what you're trying to get the word out about primarily, because people know these scams are out there.
Yeah. And you're so bang on with that, the evolution and how quick they can transition from one means. So maybe you get an email or a phone call, and then it transitions to a text message. So again, scammers have to be on top of their game, just to keep ahead of law enforcement. But again, that's why we have that public information sharing. And the biggest thing with frauds, if we talk about it, we spread that information, and don't be afraid if we are a victim to share our stories, because that may save someone else. And we always lead off our presentations by saying, we know you know about the frauds and the scams that are out there. However, we still have to do these presentations, unfortunately, because there's still people that are being defrauded and they're victims. So
absolutely. And you're right. People tend to get a little bit embarrassed when they've been scammed. They think, oh, how could I have fallen for this? So they may not talk about it as much, but really getting the word out there is probably the best thing that you can do, so that other people, like you say, don't fall victim to it. So that's very good. And is that part of the central messaging then?
Exactly. And so the statistics are less than like 10% of victims of fraud actually report to police. Hmm. You take that 375 million, and now it becomes billions of dollars that's unreported. So we know it's out there. So we want people to come forward. And we do talk about that, especially with the seniors, because maybe their family is looked at stepping in financial to take over financial control. So you know what, if you are a victim, then you know what, just speak up and you can tell your family, hey, I messed up, however, I've learned my lesson, and then you might be able to retain that financial freedom if you want.
Interestingly enough, I got that text message from, you know, about the scam, about the refund there. And then 2 days later, my check came. So it's a good thing I didn't click it in, because then I'd be using that money to just recoup what I'd already lost and given up to somebody. So Anyway, there's still some more things that we wanted to touch on here today. One of them has to do with more reaching out to the public, and this had to do with some presentations that you did at Chimo Elementary. And I know that speaking to students is one of your favorite parts of your job.
Exactly. So part of our normal presentation rollout in the school system is being safe online. So we were able to deliver on virtual platform, again, partnered up with Victim Services, and how to be safe online, what to look for. And we actually did incorporate some scams and frauds in there based on that age group, what they could anticipate and what they can expect. And then we also did a great session. We hadn't done one in a few years, is to parents of the students, how to lock down the accounts, how to monitor the accounts, how to set the privacy settings and the security settings and the information sharing, how to lock all that down to keep your child as safe as possible online. So a lot of great feedback, and we were happy to do that and offer other schools if they wish to have it as well. And it is a great presentation.
It's just like we were talking about with the scamming. Everything is evolving, and the way that parents and their children need to interact has to evolve as well, so that we know what they're doing. You know, kids will value their privacy, but up to a certain age, there can be some really bad things that take place online.
Exactly. And what we found is 4 or 5 years ago, it was a grade 8s, grade 7s that were getting the cell phones and that technology readily available. But now we're finding it starting in grade 1, grade 2, because now those kids are getting the hand-me-down phones or iPads, tablets, you name it, Nintendo Switches, DSs, they all have access to the internet. So that's what we relayed those messages, and how to keep your child safe and how to lock down those accounts and sign up, receive emails. So every time your child, you can access their browser history, their downloads, their game downloads, you name it. There's a lot of tricks to keep your kids safe that we did discuss. So
it's really interesting too, because you've got all these different options that are out there now to help keep kids safe. And part of it is that you can't necessarily deny them the technology, you know, and keep it away from them altogether, because then they get left behind, because this technology isn't just, you know, being used in schools. It's being used, we use it every day of our lives. You know, look at the technology we're using right now. This could be done over our phones, for crying out loud, if we wanted to. But so you can't necessarily keep them away from it. So really the best way to do it is to ensure that you're using it in a healthy way by limiting and ensuring that what they're doing is safe. And really, I can remember when my stepkids were younger, there was always that, am I crossing a line when it comes to privacy here? But really, their safety is so much more important than that line, isn't it?
Yeah, I would agree 100%. So a lot of, one of the big things is, we said, if your child likes a game, download it yourself or have an opportunity to play it. At least that way you're gonna know, is there a chat feature? Is there a way to turn off that chat feature? What's being said in the chats, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, there's so many, technology isn't going away. It's advancing, as we all know. And that's our role as parents, guardians, teachers, is to make them as safe and educate as best as possible. But we do really push the being active, have conversations with your children, know what they're into, know what they're playing, do it in a like a public setting or in a family setting in the household, so you know if they're safe online, or you can walk by and say, okay, they're on YouTube Kids version, so we know that's safe, right? So again, it's all about interacting, and you may not have to be an expert on the field, because by all means, most parents aren't, and it is very, very hard to keep up with what apps are popular, which ones aren't, and just knowing about what is on those apps. So have those discussions with your kids, and just be part of that conversation.
Yeah. And that's the thing too, right? The conversation is step one.
It really is. Yeah. So just talk to your kids and say, hey, or what's popular within your peer group, or what games are your friends playing? You know what, let's have a look at it. And hey, that's okay. You know what, we can, that's a great game. So.
And it's always very, very important. This is the most vital part too. Remind your kids that you're the one who can change the Wi-Fi password, just like that. It's amazing what work you can get done.
that's a punishment now, unfortunately, for your is that or times monitoring, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Big thing we push is especially the younger age, like 12 and under, is webcams in the bedroom, stuff like that. So, any electronics in the bedroom under privacy. So I'd be very cautious of that for sure.
Absolutely. We also wanted to talk about something that we've covered here on Lake 88 a few times, talking to Interval House Executive Director Aaron Lee about this project that is coming to Smiths Falls. It's already happened in a couple of the neighboring communities in Elmont and Carlton Place. And this is a public mosaic that will honor and remember and respect the victims of gender-based violence. And this is a beautiful mosaic. Each one, of course, obviously different, but they're created by the community. And Smiths Falls Police Service, of course, involved in this as well.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a group called Redefine Arts. And like you mentioned, right now in Lanark County, we have one in Carlton Place and one in Elmont or Mississippi Mills. Beautiful things. If you ever get a chance to see it, they're both located close to the town halls there, and a great memorial piece. And what we're hoping to get out of it is that educational purpose as well. It's not just aesthetically nice to look at. It's, you know what, if you're with your kids, grandkids, you can say, this is why this is here. It's a beautiful piece. However, this is the purpose of it. So it's to spread that awareness and education around, again, a very, very sensitive topic, not one that people like to talk about. However, it does happen, and it's still happening in our community. So the more public knowledge and talking to people, it hopefully will go away. The numbers will go down. And we're very lucky to partner up with Interval House, Lanark County, as well as the Redefine Arts. And I know the town of Smiths Falls, the town council is on it as well. So just a great opportunity. We're going to have a schedule set up. There's a timeline throughout the summer to all the way until the reveal or the unveiling of it in September. So members of the community are going to be invited out to actually construct the pebble mosaic. So keep your eye out for that. I'm sure there'll be some postings coming soon.
Excellent. And for sure, we are going to be following this one very closely. You mentioned in there, Aaron, that obviously, it's something that we want to see disappear in society. And the point of this, the point of this particular type of a memorial is to remember. It's to put it out there so that it is something that is seen and not something that is hidden, that is not talked about. It has to be present in order for it to be part of the discussion, in order for us to get to where we want to get when it comes to gender-based violence. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yeah, you're again right on par with that. So
it's going to be something that we follow and something that we will watch closely. And I know that you and I will both be at that dedication ceremony, so it'll be a moment of celebration and reflection. When we do talk about things moving forward, you mentioned that this is going to be taking place through the summer months, and there's a lot that goes on through the summer months with the Smiths Falls Police Service. One of them already kicking off, you're watching for people in their vehicles to make sure that they're buckled up.
Yeah, so again, something we do all the time. However, April, we do reinforce the educational and enforcement piece around seatbelt. So seatbelt restraints, as well as child seat restraints, and make sure your children are seated properly, wearing the correct position. So again, that's just something we're extra mindful of, and you'll see us out there during the day, night, doesn't matter. We'll just conduct traffic stops, and again, just making sure people, because they obviously save lives. They're made, we have to wear them for a reason. So again, we don't want to have anybody in a bad accident, and where it could have been much better if they had their seatbelt on. So,
and of course, you're looking as well at child seats, right, and making sure that our youngest passengers are safely on board.
Exactly. So again, it's all based on height, weight, age, in some circumstances. Those are the big things, and just to make sure that the seatbelts are actually holding the seat in, right? That's the key to saving a child's life is making sure they are seated properly.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, when you look down the road here at the summer months, what can we look forward to? I know we're going to be speaking with you a couple times over the summer. What can we expect to hear from you, sir?
Sure. Next month is we have Police Week Incorporated. I think that's the 8th to the 14th. Immediately after that rolls into Victims of Crime Week. So both of those week, we're going to have some pretty good activities. I've been talking to the schools, so we're going to have our Junior Detective Day coming back. Going to have an appreciation barbecue for our Special Olympians again, just finalizing those details. SFDCI, the high school, we're going to have kind of like a carousel with community partners out, and students can come and interact and find out what it's like maybe to be a police officer, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, people from the health unit, MTO. We have a lot coming up for that one. It's a fun day. And incorporated with that one is the safe partying, especially with prom season coming up. So we make sure that we do target that demographic as well, the grade 12s. We got a whole bunch. We got the kids fishing, that's coming back up in July. Looking forward to that one. Canada Day will be out, you name it. As long as our restrictions are keep going in that right direction, we'll be out and active, and we can't wait. It's been over 2 years, so I've just been chomping at the bit to get back out into the public.
Absolutely. And yeah, I know that these are some of the some of your favorite events to go out, not only you, but your fellow officers as well. So it's certainly going to be nice to see more people walking around as well downtown. And I'm sure we'll see the officers on the bikes again and all of that. So it's just awesome. I love it. All right. Well, Aaron, thank you so much as always for speaking with us. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and we look forward to our next conversation when we'll hear about all of that and a heck of a lot more.
Again, thanks for having me, and hopefully we get some of that nice weather that all the news have promised. So no pressure, Bob.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Aaron Tompkins, constable with the Smiths Falls Police Service, our guest today on In Focus. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.